I'd like to teach today, the Lord help me, on faith and doubt. Faith and doubt.
Bless yeah. the Lord.
There's a great controversy there between faith and doubt. Mm-hmm. Every day we live, we have a battle.
That's right.
Battle.
We believe in God, we believe His Word, but when trials come, if we're not careful, and we go through things and afflictions and trials, there's something with the inside of this human nature of us, we begin to doubt God. We doubt. Now listen close. 1 Peter, first chapter, look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy, ain't you glad of that, mm-hmm. hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. We were born again.
Yeah.
And God, when we got saved, He gave us a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, comma.
Yeah.
It's reserved. I got a reward over there. I got a home waiting over there.
Right.
Mansion waiting over there.
That's right.
Comma. Who are kept by the power of God through what?
Faith.
Through faith. I want you to know here today, your faith can keep you. There is a power that God will help you when you put your faith in Him. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, comma, you're rejoicing because of what's laid up for you over there. You're on your way to heaven. Though now for a season, comma, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. You're weighed down. You're heavy laden because of the many trials. Look at verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth,
yes.
though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Peter's is saying that we sometimes will go through the fire. Your faith will be tried as by fire. He said, but when the Lord comes, in other words, and you hold on to the Lord, there'll be found in the praise, glory, and honor when Jesus appears. Look at verse 8. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see Him not, yet what?
Believing.
I haven't seen Him yet. I'm not home yet. He's not come yet. Though you see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith at the end of your life, at the end of your faith when it's all said and done, at the end of it, even the salvation of your souls.
You may be seated.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
Listen close to me today. The most important thing that you have and you possess is your faith.
Right.
Don't you ever let go of it.
That's right.
Don't never let the devil, when you're going through it, you're suffering. Don't never let the devil fill you with doubt, because God is still God in the good times as well as in the bad times. In the bad times as well as in the good times. God never changes. You can lay your foundation upon Him and that house will stand. He is solid. He's given us exceeding great and precious promises that if we'll hold on to be true to Him, one of these days it'll prove out and it'll be worth it all. It'll be worth every tear that you shed. It'll be worth everything you go through. When you hear the Lord say, "Well done, you held on to me. You served me with your whole heart. Now your sufferings and your troubles are over. You're in a far better place." No wonder Apostle Paul said, "I've got a desire in my heart to be with Christ, which is far better." Can you say, "I'm longing for that day"? And God put it in my heart a long time ago. There's many miles behind me. Many sunsets lie across the mountain. I've already went through deep, dark valleys. I've crossed the hot, burning sands of the desert. I've climbed high mountains. I've had my times of weeping during the night. My heart's been broken. I've went through trial. I've went through suffering. But I'm telling you, it's worth it all to have the Lord to be with you as a friend that'll stick closer to you than a brother. You can make it today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
John the Beloved said, 1 John 5:4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is what will keep me in this world.
Yes.
This is what will take me through this evil, corrupt, dark, ungodly world. It's my faith in Him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Timothy 1:19. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to personify faith here just in a minute with doubt. And they're going to have a conversation. And I think every one of us will fit in there somewhere.
Have your way, bless you, God.
1 Timothy 1:19, holding faith. Paul wrote to Timothy, his son in the faith, "Hold on to your faith, son. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Lay aside their faith. Let the devil talk them out of it." Glory to God.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye. How many knows Jesus warned the disciples to watch and pray? Lest you fall into temptation. Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Your heart, your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He said to watch and pray. Watch, be on guard, be sober minded, because your enemy is a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's got a voice. Listen, the Holy Ghost can speak to you. God will speak to you in tones of love. He speaks to you in many different ways. But there is another voice in this world, and it's the enemy of your soul. And he'll sit right on your shoulder if you let him. And he'll whisper doubt into your ear and tell you you can't make it. Raise your little hand and say, "I can make it." Devil, you're a liar. You come too late to tell me that I can't make it. Because with the Lord, all things are possible. And I've got even living in my heart. Hallelujah.
Bless
him, Lord. Yes. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Yes, it is.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How are we going to seek him? What was it the Holy Ghost is saying? You got to diligently seek the Lord.
Yes.
You got to put your whole heart in it.
Amen.
Put all of your soul, all of your strength in it. Put everything you got in serving God.
Amen.
On Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind, and with all of thy strength."
Yes.
Love him. You can't please him unless you believe his word. Come on now.
Amen.
So what is faith? Can anybody here tell me what faith really is?
In law.
It's simply believing God.
Yes.
And his word, putting your whole trust in a loving God.
caring Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Firmly standing and believing and obeying in the integrity of His Word. Real faith will say, my God is good. My God is faithful. Amen. My God is true. Amen. And His promises are yea and amen. Amen. My God will never fail. The governments might crumble. Come on, and people may fail. But God stands behind His word and He shall never, ever fail. Hallelujah.
God, amen. Believe in God.
So if we really, really, really believe Him, we commit the keeping of our soul into His hands.
Yeah.
And we say, Lord, I believe You to keep me. How many knows
amen.
God will keep you?
Hallelujah.
He'll help you get to heaven.
Thank You, Lord.
Oh, Lord, hang on. I know what God gave me.
Blessing, God.
Without faith, you would have never been saved. Hallelujah. I told Mary yesterday even she walked in my study. No, that's this woman. She walked in my study and I was reading my study and I was praying, crying. Brother George, I felt the Holy Ghost burning in that left hand. God gave me a witness. I'm with you, son. I'm with you. I thank Him. I thank Him for the tokens that He gives us, the witness of His Spirit.
Yes.
We're going to go somewhere. You better believe in God. Believe in Him with all of your heart. Don't waver. No time to waver.
Right.
No time to be double-minded.
Right.
I feel the Lord right here. No time. No time to doubt out now.
Have your way.
Come on now.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must know Him. Know that He's with you. You've got the witness. You've got faith that He's with you. Without faith, you would have never been saved. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Thank God for the preacher and the preaching from the good book, the Bible message of love, salvation, and forgiveness. It brought a faith into your heart to believe.
Amen.
That preaching of this gospel, it touched you. It drew you. It saved you. It transformed you. It set you on a right road to heaven. You must know that your Christian life is a life of faith. It is your overcoming strength in this last day. Hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, one preacher said, as I was going down the sidewalk, he said, I had somebody just come out of a meeting. He said, they come up to me and said, preacher, he said, how can I make it to heaven? And preacher looked at that man. He said, there's only one way, and that's through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only door to heaven. He's the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And if you cling to that old rugged cross, you'll make it home. Can you say that's what I'm doing? Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And I'm a clinging to that atonement. I'm a holding to the Savior. And I claim the blood of Jesus. And I know that I'm saved. And you raise your hand and say, I know that I know down deep in my heart. I believe in God. And my faith is in Him. And that devil cannot take that out of my heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Bless you.
Do it.
In the Lord. No matter how much He wards you, He can't take that out of you. Knowing what you know, knowing what you've heard from this good book, knowing what Jesus has done for you, the enemy can't take it away.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, what a gift.
Yes.
God's good grace is that came to you, knocked up on your heart.
Yes,
it touched your soul.
Yes.
The grace of God opened your eyes. The grace of God brought God's love to you and His voice to you and began to deal with you and draw you. It was grace.
Grace.
Grace pulled you. Grace brought you
right.
to the cross.
Amen.
Grace opened your eyes. Ain't you glad of that today?
Amen.
Oh, the mercy of God. Oh, the grace of God that brings salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the grace of God that came to you and put a desire down in your heart to believe in Jesus.
Yes.
Your faith is the most important thing you have. Don't ever let loose of it.
Yeah.
Regardless of your trials, lay hold on it.
Amen.
Don't let it go.
Bless him, Lord.
Faith is your very life.
Right.
Faith will take you through your future. Your faith started as a little mustard seed when you were saved. Listen, don't ever say that I don't have any faith. I've heard people say that. Don't say that I don't have any faith. Romans 12:3. If you're a child of God, you've been born again, as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Right.
And as you keep believing and trusting the Lord, your faith will grow.
Amen.
It'll build confidence. Your faith will build a trust. It'll cast out fear. Oh, Lord. You can't have faith and fear at the same time. But if you really, really believe in God and believe in His promises and His Word, it casts out the fear.
Amen.
Unbelief's got to go. Doubt can't stay around.
Amen.
When faith is in the heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Wow!
Thank you.
Hey, Lord.
Oh.
I believe God. That's what Apostle Paul said in that storm of the Euroclidon, when the sun and the stars didn't appear for many days and all hope, Luke wrote Acts, he said all hope was gone that we should be saved. He said we had to cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship and the wheat and the food. They were desperate to stay afloat, and old Paul went down in the bow of that boat, and he began to fast and pray, and the storm, the Bible said, was there many days, and the ship was being tossed and driven, and the waves was beating into it and beginning to beat it apart. And Paul came up on board of that old ship. He said, be of good cheer. Hallelujah, for there stood by me this night an angel of God, of whom I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, for I've given you all of those that sail with you, and you're going to Rome to preach the word. Hallelujah. He said, I believe God that it shall be as it was told me. And you raise your head and say, I believe God, no matter how the storm is raging, and the wind is blowing, and the waves are crashing, and I can't see the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and it's dark all around me, and I miss the fog, but I still believe God. And Lord, that He's on my side, and He's going to take me through, and I'm going over.
Bless Him, Lord.
Come on.
Have you one?
I still believe Him.
Glory. Hallelujah.
If God makes you a promise, He will not fail on it.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
You won't fail on it. Real faith won't quit. Now this is going somewhere.
Bless Him, Lord.
Real faith will not quit.
Glory be unto God. Bless Him, Lord.
Real faith does not give up.
Come on, brother.
Real faith sometimes might struggle.
Right.
Under pressure.
Yeah.
And trial. But it keeps holding on and refuses to let go.
Bless Him, Lord.
It holds on and takes a death grip and say, I refuse to let go of what God has given me.
Bless Him,
God. I'm not about to quit. I'm not about to sit down.
Come on, brother.
And give up. First Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, child of God, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. Fight. Fight. It's a struggle. This Christian race, according to Corinthians, Paul said, it's a race. We're running in a race. Ephesians 6, Paul said, we wrestle. What do we wrestle against? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places and the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're up against demonic power and the powers of hell. We wrestle against that.
Wrestle.
He said, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. We're in a fight. We're in a struggle. We're in a wrestle to keep and maintain our faith.
Right.
Who are we fighting? It's the devil.
That's right. Come on, brother.
It's the enemy. All it's right. That voice of doubt that speaks.
Glory to God.
Listen now. Don't ever let the devil use your troubles and trials against you to cause you to doubt God.
Bless Lord. Hallelujah.
The voice of the enemy is heard loudly.
Loudly.
In your times of suffering and sorrow.
That's right.
That's when the devil speaks the loudest. Look at you.
Come on, bro.
Look at you, what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I feel you.
Glory.
He speaks loud in those times of your trial. That's when he speaks the loudest to get you to doubt out and to doubt the Lord and his word. He wants you to doubt God's love and compassion, to doubt his mercy and grace. You can mark this one thing. Satan's voice is known by the tone of doubt when he speaks.
Come on.
And he always knows the right time to approach you.
Oh, yeah.
And whisper in your ear.
Right.
It's him that puts those inward thoughts in you. He hits you with negativism in the hard times.
Right.
When
on.
You're going through it and walking by faith, that's when he hits you. I can speak to every one of us here today. You have to serve God by faith. You cannot go by what you see.
That's right.
What you feel in these last days, in these bad times. Right. You can't do it. Your feelings will take you low.
Right.
They will sink your boat. And they'll steal your hope. We are seeing, Brother Jason, everything around us is being shaken.
Yeah.
Families are in trouble.
Right.
The devil is running rampant. We are seeing the crumbling of our society, of all the evil and no good. We're constantly bombarded with all of the bad news that we hear and see. If you're here today and you don't have that assurance of hope, get anchored in God and get in His Word. It is your only help and your only hope.
Yes.
It's time to get close to the Lord. Hebrews 10:21, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith. And let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promise. Notice, listen, look at this scripture close. Do you know what waver means?
Have your way.
Without wavering.
Bless him, Lord.
I believe God. I stand on his word. I profess him as my Savior. Do it without wavering.
Thank you, Lord.
To waver means you're not really sure.
Bless him, Jesus.
You are unsteady. Worries and fears. Stress and trouble. will cause you at times to tremble inside. That you don't know if you're up or you're down. You don't really know if you're fully in or out. You don't know. They're just something like pulling on you, trying to drag you down and fill you with hopelessness and fill you with doubt. And you begin to waver. I'm not really sure, Lord, about where I stand with God. I don't even feel sometimes that God is even near me in this trial. Raise your little hand. I feel the Lord in the house. I know no matter what we go through, and the trial that we be hot, and we go through the fire, I'm telling you, we'll still got God, and I believe in Him. Woo! Yes. I believe in Him.
Yes.
Amen.
One song says you could take my Bible and tear the pages all apart, but you will never take Jesus out of my heart.
Yes.
Hey, Lord. That devil would have to cross over the bloodline to get in my soul. How many in the house has got his blood applied to the doorpost of your heart? You know that Jesus lives inside. He'd have to cross over and tread the blood to get in. He'd have to cross over the Word of God to get in me that I have hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. His Word is greater than the devil.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
You tremble inside sometimes. The devil will make you tremble. You become uncertain. In these times when you're going through it, you're uncertain. You're uncertain. You're ready to hesitate. Ready to falter. Ready to falter. You're wavering. You're wavering. Your faith is weak because of what you're going through now. Your faith in this hour will be your inward strength.
That's right.
Here's really where I'm wanting to get. I lay the foundation.
Bless.
How many wants God to deal with your heart and speak to you?
Pray
the rest of this message. This is where I want to get.
Have your way, Lord.
Inside of every one of us, there is a constant battle that goes on all the time between faith and doubt.
Come on.
They're at war with one another.
Bless him, Lord.
They're at war.
You're right.
The old doubt. Faith draws us to God.
Lord,
to get us to look up.
Hallelujah.
Doubt gets a hold of us and pulls us away from God. Pulls us. Whew.
Bless him, Lord.
Faith and doubt. I want everyone right now to bear with me in my imagination. I'm a writer. In describing the difference between faith and doubt, I studied this all day and wept over it. And I asked my Lord to help every one of us, all of you out there, in a way that I could get you to understand. These two, faith and doubt, are at odds. Faith is optimistic. It has a good outlook. It finds the good things to focus on. Listen. Doubt cannot see any good coming out of anything.
Have your way, blessed God.
It's pessimistic.
Yeah.
It finds the bad to dwell on. It focuses on all the wrong.
Come on, bro.
It feeds itself on the negative.
Glory be to God.
Oh, I know.
Come on, bro.
By the way, listen. Doubt is a spirit. Is the spirit of unbelief.
Right.
It's a spirit that works on you.
Cool.
And this spirit of doubt, when it comes, it can be deadly. Faith will always look up to its author in heaven. Doubt's gaze is always downward. It's earthly, carnal, and base. Faith is bold. It's willing to fight and to stand its ground in what it believes and knows is true.
Amen. Yes.
Doubt is weak. When pressure comes, it caves. Doubt surrenders. Faith has got an inward voice in the soul that says, I can do it.
Bless you.
Woo, woo. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ. I'm going through. I'm coming out.
Yes.
I'm coming out with victory.
Amen.
Doubt says the very opposite. I can't make it. It's not worth the fight. It's too much. It'll never get any better. What's the use? I feel the Lord in here today. Every one of us Christians are up against it in this last moment and the time we're living in. And the devil will woo you and he'll talk you out of faith if you listen to him. He waits till the right time to come to you to fill you with unbelief. Hallelujah. Get you to say, what's the use? They ain't no, you might as well throw up my hands and throw in the towel and quit. Raise your hand and say, God help us.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Help me, Lord, put a thigh down in me. Hallelujah, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord.
So what are you looking at today? How are you viewing your life?
Bless him, Lord.
What's your focus on?
Come on, bro.
Are you looking to the author of faith?
Glory.
In your times of trial?
Hallelujah.
Or are you focusing on all the bad? I'm going to tell you something. It's like me. Brother Adam, I could take a boat and go right out in the middle of Lake Erie and take me a big spike nail and a hammer. It don't matter how much fishing gear I've got in that boat. And I take a hammer and I start pecking on the bottom and run a spike through the bottom of the boat and sink to the bottom. That's what people do. They sink their own boat.
Bless him, Lord.
People are sinking their own boat.
Come on, bro.
They dwell on the bad. They work it over and over and over. They run it like a stuck record over and over. Push rewind. Run her back. Let me hear that again. Let me see that again. That bad and that wrong and that thing that was said and that thing that I'm going through. Rewind it. Push play. Rewind it. Push play. It's just like sitting right there in the boat and taking a hammer and a spack and just driving a hole right through your boat. You're going to sink your own stone cell. Lord God Almighty, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Don't dwell on the bad. Look up to the Lord. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. Get out of here, devil. You're a liar. Praise be to the Lord. I'm a coming through. I'm a going over. I'm going to serve God in spite of it all.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Bless you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Faith comes from the very heart of God, and it's born in us. In us, faith is eager to accept the challenge. Let me in there. That's what faith says. You let me in there, and with the help of my Creator, woo, when things get the roughest, that's when faith really comes to life. When things get the hardest and the roughest and the darkest, that's when faith really comes to life. It's a God-given faith. It'll hold on. It won't let go. No matter how the devil howls, faith will not be denied. It will not take no for an answer.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
And out of an unbelieving heart, doubt speaks. What's the use? I don't feel like pressing. I don't feel like going on.
Come on.
I'm tired of this fight. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm tired of the struggle. I'll just sit down and I'll quit. I don't feel like going to church anymore. I don't feel like reading my Bible anymore. But on the other hand, there's a fire burning down in the heart of faith. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Lord, the more you pray and take time to spend with God and read the Word, that Word of life, it'll come alive in your heart. Hey, come to Bahia. Hey, Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, you seek the face of the Lord and hide His Word.
I said I refuse to sit down and surrender.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me in there.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless.
So, on the other hand, there's a fire burning inside of Faith's heart. There's a desire down deep in his very soul that says, I want to live, I want to live, I want to live, I want to be an overcomer. I know God will help me.
Right.
Things could change. Faith, come on, Faith's got a voice. Faith's got a voice. I want to tell you, if you're around somebody that's always talking negative and always running this down and running that down and running somebody else down and finding fault, get away from them.
Yes.
Get out of there. Get out of them. Get away from them. I'd rather hang around somebody that's a magnifying and lifting up their hands and a praise of the Lord through it all. Raise your head in this house. I want to be where faith is. I want to be where the Spirit of God is. I'm telling you, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost will never be around somebody that's negative.
Bless him, Lord.
Faith says, I know things can change. I know that it can turn around for good. I know that all things work together for good to those, for those that love and serve God. So I'm going to hold it on. Hold on. I know it's going to turn out good for me.
Yeah. Amen.
I know in the end, love wins. And I'll be a standing in the end because I trusted and I held on by faith in God.
Blessed be your name.
You're right.
Hallelujah.
You want to go with me right now?
Come on, bro.
I want to personify faith and doubt. Now, God gave me a bit of this. I didn't get it out of a book nowhere. I didn't dream it. Faith and doubt was out walking one day and they come to a mountain. Up at the top of that mountain was heaven. The glory of God waited. The angels was up on top. There stood the Lord at the top of that mountain. The celestial city waited on top. So faith and doubt came to the base of that mountain. And they began to climb. They met one another that day and they had a conversation. Doubt was weak and tired. His eyes were dull and filled with dismay. Faith says to doubt, what's the matter to you? How's it going with you today? Doubt spake with such negativism. Everything was gloom to him. His voice was even filled with uncertainty. Do you all realize that there are voices and conversations that goes on inside of every one of us?
Sure. Come on.
All the time?
Bless him, Lord.
Which one are you going to listen to today?
Okay.
Which voice are you going to yield to?
Hallelujah.
Which voice will win out? Which voice is the strongest? Listen close. I got to finish this. If you want a faith that is strong, to have sweet victory and overcome, you're going to have to fast and pray and read your Bible. Faith is a spirit.
Yeah.
And you must feed that spirit.
Feed it.
Feed him the word of the living God.
That's right.
Oh, God. As doubt kept talking, faith could feel the life of God being sucked out of him.
Yeah. Bless the Lord.
Doubt kept talking, faith could feel the life of God just being pulled out of him. Faith could see in doubt's eyes the look of despondency and discouragement. Faith cringed as doubt kept talking his negative feelings. Listening to him was going against everything that faith believed. Faith could sense that there was no hope in doubt's voice. There was a lack of trust in him. He had no confidence. Faith looked at him in pity and saw a dark cloud hanging over doubt's head. And he felt a heaviness. Doubt wasn't really sure of himself. It was like he didn't even know which way to go. What to do? He stood there like he was in a quandary, struggling to make up his mind and make a decision. Doubt seemed lost, trying to get his bearings to do the right thing. faith felt a coldness in Doubt's voice, like there was no life, no real reason to live. Eddie, there was no desire to go on. As Doubt finished pouring out his negative complaints to Faith, he looked at Faith and said, "Well, I guess I better be going." Faith noticed as Doubt shuffled his feet. He really wasn't sure of himself, wasn't fully persuaded. He was just going through the motions.
Cursed be the name.
Wherever Doubt was headed, it was like there was no desire to get there. Faith looked on as Doubt turned and began to hobble and walk away. Turned and went back down the path of the hill, the way he had come. Faith observed his slow descent as he limped out of sight. Faith thought to himself, well, at one time he was doing good. He was climbing God's mountain of glory. For whatever reason, he got discouraged. He got his eyes off on something else and he quit. Faith had to shake himself. How many's ever in the house had to shake yourself? Wait a minute, this is going too far. I'm thinking about the wrong thing. I'm looking in the wrong direction. I got to get out of this. Get out of this. Get away from these voices.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
You're right, brother.
Faith had to shake himself to rid that awful presence that Doubt had left behind.
Yes.
He turned to face the mountain that he had made up his mind a long time ago to climb. With an eagerness in his heart, he resumed his upward trek with one foot in front of the other, and he pushed, and he went on, and he kept his gaze upward. Was he tired? Yes, Faith was tired. He too had gotten worn and weary from the battles and the struggles and the trials. But in Faith's eyes, you could see the sparkle of hope. He never lost his spiritual vision. There was that something deep in Faith's heart that God gave him a long time ago, a love and a promise that he held on to and would not let go. Faith had climbed over many rocks in his path. He had come too far to ever give up now. He had a deep assurance in his heart that serving God will pay off. I'm going to get my reward. As he ascended the last steep place on the brow of that hill, that mountain, he was aware and he knew that he was not alone. There was somebody else, and someone was right beside of him and was with him. And though unseen, there was a presence in that path that was heavenly, and there was a joy in Faith's heart that was far greater than ever before. He could now see the gate of that much longed for celestial city, and Faith began to rejoice, saying, I'm so glad that I held on to God. I trusted and I believed in his word. And as he entered the gate, he burst into song. He said, I trusted in the Lord's word, and I trusted in his promises. I'm now home. It paid off. Raise your hand and praise him in the house.
Praise the Lord.
There's a lot of things that we want to have to shut our ears off to. And the voice of the enemy, he'll howl in your ear day and night.
Amen.
When things don't go right. Things go wrong, and when you're up against it, you're going through things, there is a voice that will talk to you, try to get you to slow up or quit.
Amen.
I'm not about to quit.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Be to God.
Let's just praise him right now. Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, your word, Lord, is true. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is real. You're alive, Lord. You'll keep us alive. Hallelujah. And oh, children, our faith will keep us alive and it'll keep us going. There's life in the Word. There's life in faith. There's power. There's strength. Overcoming victory in faith. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.